Y'all know the story of Job and how he lost everything that he had. At the point where he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And I'm not going to preach this, but I just want to show y'all something. This is the point I wanted to make, because we need to know how to receive what God has in store for us, because God has a blessing for each and every one of us, no matter what we're going through, Sister Roberta, I promise you. The problem with us is we get real selfish, Brother Eli. If you look in, I believe it's Job 40, chapter 42. Somebody got it marked, because I preached it before. Chapter 42 and what verse? Or Job. Did anybody find it before me? 42 and 10? Job 42 and 10. Somebody find that. Read it real loud, Johnny. Hold on.
After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before.
Y'all catch that? 42 and 10. See, a lot of folks stop because Job started tripping when his friends, see, Job's friends showed up. Where Job had him worms under his skin, and he was scratching his skin with those little pieces of glass, and the dog was licking his wounds, and he didn't have no relief, and he was sitting in ashes because he was itching so bad, and he was stinking, and he was nasty, and he was dirty. He had lost everything. His homeboy showed up. Seven of them showed up. And Job looked so bad. You know what they did? They sat there, and they didn't say a word for 7 days and seven nights. They just looked at Job. And they started to say, they said, Job, what did you do? What did you do? Job said, I ain't do nothing. Now, Job flipped out. And for about 25, 30 chapters, Job cursed the day that he was born. Never cursed God. But he just had a pity party and cursed the day that he was born. Didn't he? So the rest, that sure did. You teach Sunday school. You know that. But watch this. His friends that showed up, they sat there and looked at him. Y'all imagine how bad he looked? Think about it. Jamal, your homeboy show up. Your good-looking brother. Your homeboy show up. They used to you being on top of the world, right? And they show up, and you toe up from the floor, beat up from the feet up. And your homeboy is sitting there and look. How bad do you have to look for somebody to be speechless? Can you imagine how bad Job looked because his boys were speechless? See, my homeboy show up, they be like, dang, dog, you look bad. Oh, man, what? That's probably what my friends would say. Man, boy, that big old bump on your lip, man, that's nasty. But this dude looked so bad, they didn't even have a word. They were just like, huh? For 7 days. But watch this. Verse 42. Chapter 42 and verse 10 said, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. When you're going through something, when you lose something or you lose somebody, when your money is funny and your change is strange, I say it all the time, when your relationship is about to fall apart, I dare you to pray for somebody else's relationship. When y'all about to split up, I dare you to pray for another couple to stay together. When the bill collector's calling your house, I dare you to pray for a financial blessing for somebody else, because the word says in chapter 42 and verse 10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Did y'all see that? So when you at your lowest point, I dare you to pray for your friends. Guess what? That's why I'm going to pray for all y'all today. Y'all didn't get that? You got it. She got it in the back. But what happens when we're going through? Lord, trouble in my way. I had to cry sometime. Trouble in who? My way. We get selfish. Lord, I don't know what I was going to do. But I dare you to pray for somebody else. Guess what? When all hell breaking loose in your church, I dare you to pray for somebody else's church. Because guess what God will do? When your kids acting up, won't do what you tell them, I dare you to pray for them. When your son go to jail, I dare you to pray that God will release somebody else's son. Watch what happens. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Ain't that good stuff? We've been talking about faith. Anybody have faith in the house this evening, this morning? We've been talking about faith. We want to continue our series on faith. Amen. Hebrews 11 and 1 says what? Now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Let's talk about faith. Can we talk about faith today? Just for a few minutes. We're going to be out of here at 12:30. I want to talk about faith and faithfulness. Faith and faithfulness. Amen? Are y'all ready? Can we just roll with it today? Amen. Amen. Deacon Smith prayed enough for everybody. Amen. I appreciate it, Deacon Smith. God bless you. You have your pen and paper this morning? All right. Write this down. If you don't write it down, write it down in your memory or get it from somebody else. Real faith is more than an intellectual asset. Real faith is more than intellectual asset. Genuine faith, victorious faith in the living God, is not to be equated with mere intellectual asset to the existence of an eternal God. The book of James emphasizes this fact. Guess what, James? Turn to James 2 and 19. James 2 and 19 says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. My brothers and sisters, just believing in God ain't really enough. Because the devils know who God is. Just knowing that there is a God. But how many of us trust God and put faith in God? That's where we have to be in our relationship. Now, faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, I know who God is. Y'all know what people tell us that all the time, but just knowing who God is don't make you a Christian. You can know who God is and go to hell, bust it wide open. Do y'all believe that? Amen. I thought I was talking to myself. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. So you, basically, James 2 and 19 says, you know what? You think it's something because you believe that there's a God? You think you do well just because you believe that? But it goes on to say, the devil also believe and tremble. When the last time just a mere word of God made you say, whoa? Somebody say, Jesus, you say, whoa? That word ought to do something to us who believe and trust in him and have faith in him. Y'all remember the Lion King? When those three hyenas were in that cave and they were talking about Mufasa? And every time the word every time they said Mufasa, what did the hyena do? He said, whoo! Just a mere word. Just hearing the word. Just hearing Mufasa. Woo! He said, say it again. Say it again. Everybody said, Mufasa, Mufasa. He said, woo! Just a word. When somebody say Jesus, we ought to be, woo! Say it again. Say it again. Woo! That word meant something because Mufasa was the king of the jungle. How many of y'all know that Christ is the king of the jungle? And y'all know we live in the jungle around some hyenas that laugh at everything, some monkeys that's throwing stuff, around some snakes, some rats, hood rats. I said wood rats, pack rats, woo, skunks, possums. Y'all gonna make this. This is fun. This is fun. Faith. You know what faith does? Faith produces, woo-wee, Now we're finna get on this whole, you gotta act right, you gotta do right. Faith produces faithfulness. Write that down. Faith produces faithfulness. When you have faith, okay, you have faith in God. How many of y'all know when people come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ and who he is, they get all excited about the Lord, right? And what do? They start coming to church, start coming to Bible study. Faith produces faithfulness. So guess what? It's part of a program, my brothers and sisters. How many of y'all have been on a basketball team or a football team? Amen. How many practices did you miss and still get to start? The coach used you. See, the coach can't use you. Woo. Come here, somebody. See, I ain't got to go to church. I'm saying, yes, you do. Yeah, you do. Because faith produces faithfulness. Faith in God produces faithfulness. That's why I'm here this morning. Because I could have stayed home. Amen. But faith in him, because he's going to take care of that business at home. Amen. But he called me to do a job. Amen. He called me to compel them. Amen. He called me to come and preach a word. He said, feed my sheep. Somebody showed up today. Amen. Brother said, I'm going to get up and go to a church. I don't know where I'm going. He flipped a coin and it fell on the OC. Ain't God good? Somebody might need to hear this word today about faith. Somebody might maybe need to hear that about Job. Some of y'all need to start praying for your friends. You didn't know how to get a breakthrough, but now you know because you just pray for your friends. Hallelujah, somebody. Faith produces faithfulness. So throughout the Bible and throughout Christian history, people of faith have been people of action. People say, Pastor McGuire, why are you always preaching? Why are you always doing stuff? Why are you always going places? Because I have faith in God and he's going to take care of me. I'm going to go where he says go. I'm going to do what he says do. But you know what? If you don't have faith in him, and you don't even hear from him. Because some of y'all got faith in some other stuff. Faith in your good looks. Faith in your money. Faith in your car. Faith in your house. People have faith in their houses in Louisiana. What happened? The levees broke. And they had to move to another home. Brother Eli just shook his head and he said, Lord, Lord, Lord. So the people, they have been people of moral and spiritual achievement. When people put their full confidence in God, they accept God's way as their way and God's plans as their plans. Did y'all see that? Can I read that again? Because this is old. I wrote this down. Can I say it again? Somebody going to write it down? Are we ready? When people put their full confidence in God, they accept God's way as their way and God's plans as their plans. Hebrews chapter 11 is often called the Faith Hall of Fame, and it presents us with a beautiful display of the fruits of genuine faith. In each instance, faith manifested itself in terms of faithfulness, commitment, and involvement in the will and the work of God. Did y'all see that? If you look at Hebrews 11 and 4, what does it say? Faith calls Abel to worship what? With his best. Did y'all see that? Faith caused Abel to worship with his best. Because of faith, Enoch walked day by day with God. That's Hebrews 11 and 5. Because of faith, Noah responded to God's warning. Because of faith, Abraham walked in obedience to the commandment of God. Because of faith, Joseph resisted, the temptations of moral impurity in order to be pleasing to God. Can I stop right there for a minute? Because of faith, Joseph, amen, fought off that woman who was trying to hook up with him. How many of us say, dog, man, she just threw it at me. You know, I'm a man. Can I help the men? Can I help the men this morning? Women, y'all close your ears. Close your ears. I don't want to let y'all in on this. I'm going, y'all good. Y'all might need to hear it because it applies both ways. There is nowhere in the Bible when it comes to sexual sin, fleshly stuff. Most of the kids in the back. There's nowhere in the Bible to say, well, when you tempted physically, pray. Word don't tell us to pray about that. The word don't tell us to do a dance. She said, come on, baby, come on in here. It don't tell us to shout right now. Word don't tell us to pull money out of our pocket and, well, I'm going to just pay big, I'm going to put big money in church Sunday and I'll get away with it. But you know what it said, Sean? You young man. You know what it said, my flesh? Okay, y'all ready? Brother Eli, you ready? Brace yourself. Brace yourself. It says flee. The only defense for fleshly sin is to run. Run, Forrest, run. Run, Forrest. Even if she got your jacket, let her have it. Keep running. You think you can stand there, Brother Braxton, with your good-looking self, you can stand there and Well, you know you be broke down, be up here, Lord, forgive me. Sister Braxton, what are you talking for? I didn't know there was a problem. You ain't he gonna tell you the problem either. And we gotta come up here with all that crying and stuff. Fellas, flee. Young women, flee. You gotta run from that. You can't fight that. I'm gonna get a benediction right now. She said, sure can't. That's all right, sister. And everywhere we go, I call you my girlfriend. Now they know. The word is out. Lord have mercy. Sister Robert, you done turned it out this morning. Flee. So we gotta have faith. You know what? And there is in the word of God, Jamal, let me show you this. In the word of God, every situation, circumstances you're going to go through in life, guess what? It's already in the book. That's life's instruction manual. Guess what, brother? It's like a GPS. You got GPS? I know you do. You like a gadget guy. You got the new phone. Does it? He got new stuff, new phone, all that. Yeah, I figured that. You look like that kind of brother. Look at him. He got that brand new iPhone. But with GPS, guess what? You can't make a mistake. And when you do, guess what it does? Reroute. That's what the word of God is to us. But the problem is, we don't want to carry it nowhere. You got that Bible app on that phone? You just pull it out. Need to get that one. He gonna get that one. All right. I don't mean to pick on you, brother. I want you to come back. Because of faith, Moses identified himself with the unfortunate, and in their efforts to achieve freedom and liberty to worship God. Moses, because of faith, he put himself in the position of the people. Moses had a high position, didn't he? But he put himself on a level with the people, and because of faith in God, he was a little shaky, wasn't he? You know, Moses struggled a little bit. He said, Lord, I can't talk. I stutter. He said, well, look, I got Aaron there for you. He's going to talk for you. Am I right about it? Huh? And my brothers and sisters, we have to, having faith in God will help us lead other people who are struggling with some of the same things that we have struggled with. Amen? Some of the things that I struggle with, I can lead some of you brothers all around some of that stuff. You know, Minister Smith, with her experience in life, sister, some of that stuff that y'all tripping over and going through in your life, guess what? You got people right here that been through it. We got people in this church that done time, real time. You ain't got to raise your hand, but you know who you are. You go to jail. We got folks right here in this ministry. They say, you know what? I've been there and done that, and this is how you can get out of it. We have people in here that have been divorced. We have people that have baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. Amen? We have people in here that have lost. Amen? Whether it be loved ones or finances, lost jobs. Amen? We've had people that have been displaced from their church home. But guess what? The thing that we all have in common is we have faith in God. And we follow him. Amen?
Amen. And what we do is we use the book as our navigator. Amen. Oh, ain't God good, somebody? And as long as we stay in the book, and as long as we continue to communicate, y'all remember Marco Polo. As long as you say Marco, they got to say Polo, right? So you, even though sometimes it seems like you can't find him, keep calling his name. He's going to keep talking back. Amen? And then eventually, Polo, amen. Was that not a good analogy? Huh? Was that good? Can we go home on that? My brothers and sisters, Jesus is right there in it with you. He's in the boat. He's in the boat with you. You know what? And he's resting. All you got to do is call for him and he'll come. And he'll speak to your stomach and say, peace be still. But you have to have faith in who's in the boat with you. Hallelujah, somebody. We're talking about faith. Now, I wanted to go a little deeper today, but we don't have time this morning. But I just wanted to share. We want to stay on this faith thing because you know what? I heard a wise man say one time, he said, the faith that fizzles was faulty from the first. Can I say that one more time? Deacon Smith, the faith that fizzles was faulty from the first. So that means when we start out on this old pilgrim journey, when we start on this old ship, when we start out with Christ and then we get down and say, nah, you know what, that church thing ain't for me. You was faking from the first. You was faking and shaking and hypocriting and everything else from the jump. The faith that fizzles was faulty from the first. So guess what? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Faith is the substance, hope for, and the what? And the evidence of things not seen. You know what I see for my son? A full recovery. Amen. That's what I see because I have faith in God and what he can do. Because in his word he said, I'm a healer. And he also told me that he'd never leave me nor forsake me. That's what the word says. And I'm going to stand on that. Amen. And you know what? I'm going to stand on the fact that he's gone to prepare a place for me. And he's coming back to receive me again as long as I've accepted him as my Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen? How many of you in here have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? By show of hands. We're looking good this morning. That looks like everybody in the church. Amen? Now, are you secure? Are you sure? Huh? If he shows up right now, my brothers and sisters, it's by faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a faith thing, and we gotta have faith that he has us covered. Amen. I have faith. Johnny has faith that this pew is gonna hold him. It's a big brother. We gotta have faith that Christ has us in his arms. That he's protecting us. That he's leading and he's guiding us. And you know what? Sometimes he says, okay, go on out there. And he watches from the sideline. And you know what? I'm so excited that he's watching from the sideline in my life right now. Because once I pass the test, he's going to say, whew, well done. Well done. Can you imagine hearing those words, leader? Well done. Thy good and faithful servant. You fell down a few times. Matter of fact, you fell down more times than you stood up. But guess what? I got you covered by the blood. Thank God that I'm covered, and I got faith in the blood this morning. Woo! That's good stuff right there.